In many countries, and in Catalonia in particular, traffic accidents are an important cause of death. And during the last 10 years, starting in 2000, there has been a lot of pressure and a lot of measures to reduce this important death cost. So during the last 10 years, there have been implemented many, many different policies to attack or to try to keep down this important cause of death.
How many people were dying from road accidents before these measures were implemented? Do you have an idea?
We knew is that from 2000 to 2010, there were around 26,000 less traffic crashes and almost 3,000 less deaths by traffic accidents.
Now tell me about the measures that were taken to reduce road accidents.
There were many different measures that were taken into account during these 10 years. For example, speed cameras around the city to control the speed of the cars coming into the city. There was introduced also a penalty point system, so people who usually make traffic offenses, they have some kind of discounts on this point system. So if they really continue doing them, the license can be invalid. Security belt, it was completely compulsory for everybody in all the car. Helmet in the motorcycles also. A whole set of different measures were imposed during this 10 years time.
And what was the general attitude of the public about these measures?
Since this was a progressive thing, people were aware that this was an important public health problem. People take it as a normal thing. At the same time, the car industry also was more sensitive to this. Everything related with safety was more popular. So, I mean, it's kind of a normal thing now to be careful when driving.
Another conclusion from this study is that reducing road crashes not only saves lives, but also money, right?
Yes.
How so?
For two reasons. If there are less injuries, people go less to the hospital, right? You can avoid all these emergency admissions, hospital stays, rehabilitation of these people, everything related with the hospital care and rehabilitation care and long-term care of people injured in traffic collisions. If you avoid it, you avoid this money.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. And the other thing is that you are avoiding, the, as I said before to you, the lives of 3,000 people, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we get in this 10 years period. This is money. If you turn the life of these people into money, that's a lot of money.
Can other countries learn from this experience of Catalonia?
Yeah, of course. I mean, traffic accidents are a very, very important cause of death in many countries, unfortunately. So as we did in this analysis, translating the problem into money is a way of being more aware of it, right?
Right.
So, of course, in other countries, you can learn from it, adopting all these different policies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And continue putting this problem in the policy agenda, right? Being conscious of it.